It is I, Metatron. I am here at your request, and I am very excited that you have requested this conversation, because I can answer some of your questions. Some of them will have to evolve in this time-space sequence that humanity finds themselves in at this time. So first of all, I would like to address your question on what your group has been brought to the point of where they can be a great influence on not necessarily the pandemic, but the chaos. Because as you understand, this is a necessary event to bring about a transformation that could not be seen previously until you were in the middle of this chaos. And most of you have done a great job in holding your center and looking at a distortion of what is brought up, because you have to understand, dear ones, that you are part of the collective consciousness. Although you hold a much different state of consciousness, you still are impacted. When there is such rampant fear worldwide, nothing is exempt. It's not by creed, color, location. The entire planet is involved. So occasionally, there will be a rise in some kind of fear mechanism or anger mechanism or some kind of distorted emotional response. But the beauty is that you have come to the point where you immediately recognize it and you work with it and you change it. And this is why this group is so invaluable, as are other groups worldwide that are holding the light or holding a stableness of this dimension. So, my proposal to you and to all members of the Sitting of the Divine Crucible is this, that each and every one of you get involved in an active meeting, either weekly or biweekly, at a time that you determine, to hold a group meditation to hold the fifth dimension stably in the reality of all humans on this planet, and projecting that the light and the love of Source through that fifth element of love, through that force of creativity. So there has to be an active movement here within this community, not just the teachings will continue because they are much needed before you meet in conference. But this is something that the community must do as a collective. And it can be done through the Gridmasters section of the communication devices that you have set up, through a conference line, through the Seating of the Divine conference line, on a determined time that will be recorded and put on the private pages, and at times even put openly into the public access of Facebook. These are the things that we are proposing now, that you as a group get started. Now is the time to use your creativity. So not each week will it be, or each every other week, will it be facilitated by the same person. We are asking that everybody come fully present and use their gifts and their abilities to conduct a group meditation, a group gathering in the energetics that you can create collectively, and so that it will have variance, and you will bring your beautiful divine gifts to the forefront. This will make it even more powerful and will reunite your group in a way that it has never been united before. You can do this. You do this in conference. You are all on the same page. You are together. Yes, there are some variances in how you got to this juncture. There are some variances in beliefs. There are variances in the way in which your foundation was created in your consciousness. But when you are all united together as one collective consciousness, you all come together in that united state. So, now that said, I would like you to ask any questions or make some comments here so we can create this together.
I like the idea. I think it would have far-reaching ripples. I can see the energy flowing out. Silent meditation, everybody bringing themselves, just getting into that crucible and then just sitting in it is what I'm seeing. Sitting in it, being able to create the murmur or the morphogenic field, send that out. I like it. Simple. Something very simple.
Yes.
Consistent, simple, not anything more. No agendas other than sending that fifth element out is what I'm seeing would be really helpful. Because when you start adding, but yet helping everybody to get into that space is where I see like a lead in. You know how Gabriel leads us in to setting the space.
Yeah.
I see the facilitator, everybody bringing their own individual, let's get to the space individual thing.
Yeah.
And then, okay. So that's what I'm feeling, and I'm excited. I mean, that feels really, really good.
Well, not only that, when you're together in the crucible, you're together in a united front with a specific purpose,
mm-hmm.
It helps you. It expands your consciousness. It expands your ability through the crucible to hold the stableness of that fifth dimension.